Carlos Corral is a very, very busy man. The founder of the El Paso Film Festival and a active filmmaker in the community, Carlos took a couple minutes out of his busy schedule to talk with us at On Film about his upcoming projects and a new exciting screening of a film called Starfish at the Alamo Drafthouse. Good morning, Carlos.
Good morning.
Let's start with the El Paso Film Festival. What's the logline?
We are the largest showcase in the Southwest region for independent feature films and short films.
And you're coming up on your second year in October, right?
Yes. So last year when we first started, we were in September. We were that was our first year. And this year we're going to try October. You know, we're a young festival, so we're trying to figure out where we fit in the fall. And, you know, the one good thing I do like about being at the end of October is that it's so close to Halloween. So I can bring in a couple of indie horror films if I so choose. Because one thing I do know about El Paso is that we love horror films.
Yeah. Yeah. It's one of the bigger genres in our city. So what types of films is the festival looking to feature? I mean, I know you mentioned horror, but is there documentary? What type?
No, yes. Genres? I mean, again, that's just more the seasonal thing. But actually, one of the things that makes the El Paso Film Festival very unique is that we are a cash prize film festival. Only about 28 film festivals in the United States actually offer cash prizes. So we're one of those 28 now. And we're looking for, you know, narrative short film, narrative features, documentary short film. And we're not only trying to showcase local films, but we're also wanting to bring in other films from around the U.S. and around the globe to kind of start bringing a filmmaking hub to El Paso. My main goal with this festival is to make it an Oscar qualifying film festival in the future, because once you do that, then you become a destination. So when you become a destination for filmmakers, that's when everyone starts to come in. And that's when you notice things change around the city, especially when it comes to the film industry.
Now, for those not in the know, what does it mean to become an Oscar-qualifying festival?
So an Oscar-qualifying film festival, most of them have it either as short film categories or feature film categories, but mostly in short films. So what that means is that if your short film gets into an Oscar-qualifying film festival and you win that festival, then you move on to be included in the list of Oscar nominations. So, you know, you always see the categories best short film, best short film documentary, that kind of thing. So all of those films come from film festivals that are Oscar qualifying. And then based on that whole list of winners, that's where the Academy makes their nominations for the top five. So you have the chance to be part of that list. And if you campaign and market yourself well enough, you can be one of those five nominees.
Nice. Well, hopefully it'll... What are the processes to become an Oscar-qualifying festival?
Well, you got to be active for a little while. You know, I know most film festivals that become Oscar-qualifying, you know, you need to make it to at least year 8 or year 10. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be an uphill battle, yeah. But it is a long-term goal that I plan to have. And once you're there, you know, you apply with the Academy for the status. You let them know what makes your film festival unique and the kind of films that you bring. So again, quality also is a major part. So once you do all that, and of course it helps also when two of your advisory committee members, I have Charles Horak and Philippa Solis, who are part of my advisory committee. They're part of the Broadcast Film Critics Association. So it always helps to have people who are connected in Hollywood to help you with that process. So
yes.
I'm putting all the ingredients together to build something that I think will be a huge benefit for El Paso.
And has the community been supportive of the festival?
Yeah, you know, our first year went really well. You know, for me putting together, and it's the very first one, you know, I was really happy to see everybody come out. And this year I'm hoping to, you know, make it bigger. We're going to be hosting hopefully 8 feature films this time, more short films. We'll be having it in downtown El Paso at the El Paso Museum of Art and at the Philanthropy Theater downtown. So my goal is to continuously grow it and grow it. I would love to have it to where, you know, all weekend, you know, the museum, the philanthropy, and the plaza are all full of movies. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it does take time to build that audience.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm also hoping to do, you know, since we're in the fall and in the springtime, what I want to do is that I want to start bringing independent films or also feature local films so people can be aware of what our festival does and is. I've always wondered, how do you market a film festival? And it's, well, you get involved with the community. You get involved with showing people things that they're never going to see in a mainstream theater.
Like Starfish,
yeah. And we'll go into that in a little bit later. But Starfish is one of those examples where it premiered at Fantastic Fest, which is the Alamo Drafthouse's film festival. But that happened also in the fall. It happened about, I believe, 2 or 3 weeks after our film festival. So again, we're relatively brand new, so we're not getting as many headliner feature films. But when I see things premiere, and I'm like, we should bring that film to El Paso, I think it'd be a great hit. Or even at South by Southwest, I got to go to South by Southwest this year, and I saw so many amazing films. And I was asking a couple of filmmakers, would you love to bring it to El Paso? Can you bring it to El Paso? And they're like, yeah, well, when is your festival? Like, it's in October. Some said, yeah, I think that should work out fine. Others said, oh, we'll be on video on demand by then. I'm like, okay, then I need to figure out how to screen you before that time so that I can, you know, at least let people know the kind of work you're doing. So, yeah, and this is something I'm really hoping to build with El Paso. And I guess all I can ask the community is come on out. You're going to see a lot of amazing things that you're not going to see normally in the theater.
Cool. Well, so on top of, you know, local filmmakers supporting and film fans in general supporting these screenings, how else can advocates and creators get involved with the festival?
Well, you know, we're always looking for sponsors, so that's always great. But the other thing, too, is, you know, we're here to screen your content. You know, if local filmmakers or regional filmmakers, if you want to get involved, you know, we have an open call for submissions currently going on right now. You can submit to us on Film Freeway or on our website, elpasofilmfestival.org. And that's, I believe, what's going to fuel this festival. It's you guys getting involved and sending us either narrative stories that you write or documentary stories that you create. And that's what kind of fuels the culture and film festival. You know, by that, we mean that you have stories from El Paso or connections to El Paso. The way I want the community to get involved is by, you know, creating content and submitting it to our film festival. You know, that's what really fuels it, because as productions go on here locally, then we have a chance to screen it. I remember one of the biggest reasons, too, that we started this film festival is that originally I was with the Plaza Classic Film Festival and we did local flavor, but I started to notice that things started to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And I'm like, you know what? I think we can spin off to our own festival now. So that's, you know, kind of that's kind of what happened. So now we have a dedicated film festival to just independent film. And we really hope that people will continue to create stories and send us their work. And of course, that's the whole reason that we also wanted to be a cash prize film festival, because as an indie filmmaker, it's very hard to get things funded. But we want to reward amazing work. You know, even one of the awards that we have right now currently is Best El Paso Filmmaker. So I'm hoping to really push that to people, saying you have a venue now, you have a place to show your work, and I want to make sure that your work gets out there.
Good. I mean, it's glad that I'm so happy that that infrastructure is being built in our community. So on top of having your hands full with the festival every year, you're also an active filmmaker. You recently did work with a couple of the filmmakers on the upcoming documentary Running with Beto. What work did you do and what did you shoot?
Yeah, I got to work with the Running with Beto team. You know, the director was David Modigliani. Producers were Rachel Eklund, Ari Ribeiro, Rebecca Pfefferman. And that one was great. I didn't get a chance to work like full time with them, but anytime they were in the El Paso region and, you know, they were following Beto, I always got called. I did location audio. So, you know, I got to mic up like all the people. So everything you hear sound wise is what I do professionally. That one was great, too, you know, because we had started filming with Beto. And you could see the crowds just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. But I was lucky enough to go to South by Southwest for the world premiere. The film actually won the audience award in the documentary spotlight category, which was great. And, you know, they had three amazing sold out shows. Everyone was having so much fun. Yeah, that was kind of an experience. You know, I didn't realize a story like Beto's would become so nationalized.
Yeah.
And I thought that was amazing. And that's kind of one of those things, too, that puts, you know, national spotlight on El Paso as well. Right now, the film Running with Beto is going to premiere on HBO on May 28th. Right now, it's still doing the festival rounds. And but you can also request a screening of the film. So I've already put in our application.
Nice.
But I think it's great and definitely a movie that I think El Pasoans should see and share. And I don't mean that if, you know, even if you are a Beto fan or not, I mean, it is just an amazing story.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the one thing you always have to remember with film is that it's a story driven medium.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that people will see the documentary, and I hope to be involved hopefully in the sequel.
So just to wrap up with a final question, you mentioned that there is just an increased national focus on El Paso. You know, obviously it's through the political sphere and through the media, but do you see a ripple effect happening on the film industry locally?
I do. You know, but one thing about being in the national spotlight, I feel it does bring up more work to El Paso because people are curious. You know, they say, okay, who this person's from El Paso, what's going on down there? You know, that applies to people like Beto, like Khalid. Everyone's always curious about where people come from. So when things are going on or they want to tell stories, even stuff that's in the media right now, I understand that, you know, things are going on with our border. Even that is bringing increased work to us. I know it's kind of odd to say, it's like it's kind of an odd blessing, but mm-hmm. I'm really happy that people are taking the time to come down and tell stories about El Paso. But that's also where I put the call to filmmakers. It's, hey, don't let everyone else just tell those stories. We want to hear your stories too. And that's one of the things too that I even love. And I'm going to plug a series real quick. but one of the things I love, like I did one for KCOS this year called The Mexican Wolf. But KCOS has a series called Only in El Paso. Only in El Paso. Yeah, and it's 10 filmmakers, and 10 unique stories. They're on season 5 now, and I think that's one of those programs that's completely amazing because I get to learn more about my city as well. There's been so many stories that I've watched, yeah. And I'm like, wow, I had no idea about that. I think that by having more filmmakers become involved in telling stories about the city, then again, that helps the national narrative that we want to try to tell people of what kind of city El Paso is. It's not this, you know, oh my God, this dystopian border crisis thing. No, not at all. We are a safe city. We're a beautiful city. And just being here next to Ciudad Juarez too, you know, most of us have family in Ciudad Juarez, and we want to make sure that things blossom for El Paso. And I believe the power of film and having a film festival is one of the ways we can do that.
Well said. I've been talking all things El Paso Film Festival and El Paso Film with local filmmaker Carlos Corral. The festival is hosting a special screening of the new film Starfish this Wednesday at 7:30 at the Alamo Drafthouse. Some of Carlos's work can next be seen in the upcoming HBO documentary Running with Beto, which premieres on the network on May 28th. On Film's producer and engineer is Seth Van Meter. An archive of past programs can be found at ktep.org. I'm Kyle Alvarado, sitting in for Charles Horak. Thank you for joining me for On Film.